So, Libby, how did you come to be here and set this all up?
Been here 10 years. We brought a holiday home. And I think it was my idea originally to bring my two children over to learn French for a year. And we're still here. We haven't gone back.
It's a very long year. Yes.
So that's why we're here in Brittany. Why did I set up my business for animals? Well, I've always been interested in plants. In the UK, I ran an aromatherapy practice for 5 years, and I used to make products for human beings, so I know they work. And I've just really over the time developed my knowledge of herbs. And I worked as a nurse here in France, but I found as I got to 50, something inside me kept pushing me to want to do my herbal things with animals or humans or whatever. And I started to do some courses at the herbal school at Morlaix called Cap Santé, which I did the aromatherapy course. I did a general herbal course. And it was while I was doing that course, really, and exploring all that, I came up with the idea of herbs work for humans, and I could see them working just as well for animals as well. I started my business making soaps and pomades, which is a kind of cream or balm for dogs and horses. And the range of products that I have help with problems of the skin, really, of dogs. So I have a soap for anti-flea, I have a soap for dogs with sensitive skin problems, and I have a soap for dogs who need a good wash because they smell. Two pomades for dogs, one for healing little cuts and...
A pomade being a sort of lotion, isn't it?
A pomade is a sort of lotion made with vegetable oils and beeswax, and in that I put essential oils, and I actually put a bit of batch flower remedy as well in there to help heal up any wounds on dogs. And I have another pomade which is for sensitive skin in dogs. I can't actually claim the word eczema, but it's for irritated skin with dogs, which a lot of the smaller dogs suffer from problems with irritated.
But was it difficult setting up your business or your practice here?
Setting up the business is complicated in France. I think it's become more complicated. I had to go and explain my idea to various different organisations, even though I wasn't looking for any funding. And I had to complete a week's course with the Chambre de Métier as well before I could actually register as a business.
And how long did all that take?
It took me about a year or so to actually, from the process of starting with my ideas and to actually registering as a business.
But now it's all up and running.
It's all up and running, yes. I've made the decisions. Very interesting and exciting, and I'm really enjoying it.
Now, you were saying, obviously, you mentioned dogs. What other animals do you treat? Do you make treatments for?
Horses. And I have been asked for chickens and rabbits, but I've said not yet. Cats, unfortunately, are a bit of a tricky customer for me because... their bodies don't deal with essential oils in quite as easily as dogs and horses and humans do.
So how does the actual process work?
If I'm making one of my pomades, I make that obviously with oils and beeswax, and the oil that I use is an infusion of flowers or plants that I've collected from the countryside. So one of the ones for healing skin has plantain in it, which is a plant I collect from the countryside, and it has marigold flowers, which I grow here in my garden, and then I dry them in my drying unit, and I then add organic sunflower oil in a large bottle, and I keep that bottle for about 3 weeks in the dark, and I shake it around, agitate it a bit, then I filter it, and it's with that filtered oil that I make the pomade, and then to that filtered oil I'll add things like coconut oil, beeswax, essential oils, and batch flower remedies as well. But the French are very, very open to herbal remedies, homeopathic remedies. They love batch flower remedies. And I think they're more open to a gentle, natural form of healing. They'll accept that maybe it takes a bit longer, but it's actually more in harmony with your body to heal in
doesn't
that way.
Doesn't have sort of side effects or
doesn't
break
have side
down
effect,
immunity.
No. In fact, a lot of the herbal remedies act on actually boosting your natural immunity. I don't like using chemicals with my own animals, really, and I don't really like the the pipettes that you get that stay in the system for about a month or so in the blood system.
So do you need to see if somebody contacts you and says, well, my dog is sort of scratching himself here, or he's got this sore that won't heal over? Yes. Do you need to see the animal, or can you just
No, I can, as long as the person gives me a good description of the problem, I can prescribe something from that or suggest something. But, I mean, obviously, if someone can always email me with some photos, that's even better for me. But I don't need to physically see the animal, no.
Okay, so.
I had what they call a pop-up shop just before Christmas in Sombrière, and the big problem was that people kept wanting to buy the products to use on themselves, which at the moment I didn't have the licence for, but I was explaining I am going to get a licence for some of them.
Oh, that's handy. It's a joint thing.
Yes,
dogs and humans.
Yeah.
They can all bask together.
Yes.
Put the children in as well.
Well, they are good quality natural products, so I think people recognise that when they see them. So as far as possible, I use all organic ingredients with it, and I try and keep the packaging down as low as possible as well.
Yeah. I can see that, actually. Mm. I can see you've got your mailboxes, but they are, you know, again, eco-friendly,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah,
they can be recycled.
Yeah.
So what is the way forward, Libby?
Well, I was explaining that probably more horse products I'll start to develop this year, but I don't think they'll be ready until next year, because it obviously takes a time for people to test them for me and have feedback, and I have to adjust them according to that. So, but eventually I would like to have a shop and possibly an area where people can come and learn how to make their own products for themselves at home. So, but that's way off in the future.
So how can people get hold of you to order or to buy one of the products,
well,
the pomade or the soap?
I have a Facebook page, which is Libby Smith Aromatics, I have a shop on the Facebook page, which I'm hoping is working because it's very new. Or you can always telephone me on my mobile phone, which is 0642 503348, and I have a website as well with a shop on as well, which is Libby Smith Aromatics, and then it's just .fr.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
That's
it's been
okay.
Really interesting talking to you, and I have to say to our listeners, the gorgeous, gorgeous smell here in Libby's laboratory. It really is a lovely aroma, and it should be called aromatherapy. Beautiful perfume, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Libby.